Hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is the day before the big day, Thanksgiving. That's right. And you're probably running around getting last-minute details together for the great event tomorrow, but I need you to stop everything today and make a call, because we want to know the details here on Take Two. We want, not because we're nosy, but because we care about each other. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in, but I'm going to be asking the question right now. Who is coming over for Thanksgiving dinner? I want to know. Who's coming over to your home? Or can you tell us about what the celebration is going to be like this year? Maybe there's something very unique. Maybe you have a celebrity coming to dinner. I actually know somebody that has a celebrity coming to dinner. It's really, really interesting. So, I mean, if I was invited to that Thanksgiving dinner, I would be like the whole night wondering, you know, should I ask him for an autograph? I guess that's probably inappropriate. But anyway, I want to hear who's coming for Thanksgiving dinner. Could you stop what you're doing? Stop the shopping, stop the preparations, stop everything, stop the travel, pull over safely to the side of the road and let us know the Thanksgiving plans. What's going to be happening around the dinner table? Are you going to be saying prayer? Are you going to get to lead grace? Some of you have gotten the great opportunity to actually be the one to do a little scripture verse and lead grace. Oh, that would be phenomenal. The number to dial is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Maybe you're having a very quiet Thanksgiving, and sometimes people wait till the weekend actually to celebrate Thanksgiving. And that I've seen that happen a lot with travel plans. And so maybe that's going to happen. Maybe you've decided to go away for Thanksgiving. I know that too. There's a family that I know that is actually, I think they're going on a cruise. That's fascinating. Maybe that's happening with you. Maybe you have something new at the event at Thanksgiving dinner that you're going to be introducing or doing, or there's going to be more people because you invited complete strangers to come into your home for Thanksgiving dinner. I'd love to hear about it. We'd love to hear about it. Michael McCall's at the controls. We have Rich Jesse on the phones waiting to answer your call. We have Pedro on social media. I'm waving to you guys. Get the chats going. Tell us who's coming to your Thanksgiving dinner. And or maybe you have chosen to be alone for Thanksgiving. That happens quite frequently, I will tell you. So that's, people do, you know, they have some difficult family situations. So they're like, no, I'm just going to have Thanksgiving by myself. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to raise my blood pressure. And maybe that's the case. Or maybe just because of where you live or your life situation, you're alone for Thanksgiving. Let's talk about it. I actually love very quiet Thanksgivings. I do. I think they're just, it's, there's something so amazing about nobody being on these streets driving. Did you ever notice that? Like about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Thanksgiving Day, there's like no one on the street. It is the coolest thing. The number to dial, let's talk about it. And this is your show, so let's fill up the phone lines. I know it's a busy day, the day before. Maybe you're sitting in an airport on the app listening to Take Two. Call in. Tell us where you're at and how's it going? What's it like at the airport? We want to know all the details. That's what Take Two Family's all about. We love the details. By the way, I've got some details about Stand Tall in a moment because, you know, we're going into the holidays. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Then we have Advent starting. We have, obviously, Christmas, New Year's, and the New Year. And there's lots of things that we're going to be talking about. And there's a lot of loneliness during this time, a lot of sadness because of loss. If that's happening to you and you're feeling kind of blue about going into Thanksgiving, let's talk about that. I'm here to listen, and we will talk about it and grow together through this. So all you have to do is make a phone call. Rich really wants to answer every single phone line that he possibly can. The number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. 3986. Please, please call in. Don't leave me alone today on the day before Thanksgiving. That's not a good way to go into the Thanksgiving celebration. Here's what's coming up tomorrow. I wanted to let you know. So obviously tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and at the end of the show, I'm going to be wishing all of the Take Two family a beautiful Thanksgiving, and we're going to be praying that you have an amazing time tomorrow and through the whole weekend. But tomorrow we've got a wonderful show planned for you. Alan Smith is our guest, and he is such an expert on Fulton Sheen and the devotion to the Holy Face. And so I really want you, if you have the time in the morning as you're preparing for the day, to tune in tomorrow when Alan is on, because it's very, very important. He's got a lot of great things to say. I'm a big believer in the Holy Face devotion. And so Alan Smith is with us tomorrow. And on Friday, our dear friend, Father Doug Brown, who's the chaplain for AM 1260 The Rock in Cleveland, Father Doug Brown is going to talk about interior peace on the biggest shopping day in the whole entire country. I mean, pretty amazing. I think there's like over 130 million people are going to be shopping on Friday. And then on Cyber Monday, there's another 70 or 80 million going to be shopping. I mean, it's pretty incredible, two shopping days. And then you have Giving Tuesday right after that, which is good. But Friday is Father Doug Brown on interior peace. And then Saturday on the Spirit World, we're getting ready for Advent. And it's a live show. So if you went through Thanksgiving and you are a little bit down from something that happened, you can call us on Saturday. Adam and I decided to go live this Saturday on the Thanksgiving weekend, because there's a lot of depression, low grade depression and loneliness that is kind of creeping into people's lives, and we wanted to be going live with you. As a matter of fact, Adam and I decided we're going live through Thanksgiving, Advent, and Christmas, and New Year's. We're going live, which means we're taking your calls. We decided we don't want to leave anybody alone, and so that's on Saturday. And then, of course, we'll be back on Monday with our regular Take Two live shows. So phone lines are just starting to ring now, which is great. Light up now. That's wonderful. Thank you for that. You're telling us who's going to be at your Thanksgiving dinner. I really, really want to hear from you. Again, you do not have to be Catholic to call in. If you hear the sound of my voice, we believe it's a divine appointment. It's for a chance for you to get on a worldwide platform and share with everyone who's coming for Thanksgiving dinner at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. When I come back, I'm going to be hearing who's at your dinner table tomorrow. Okay, I'm asking the question today, who's going to be at your dinner table? We'd love to know. There's been movies made about that, some classic movies. It's really quite fascinating to find out who actually ends up at the Thanksgiving dinner table and the conversations that are happening. I really and truly want to know. We're going to get to Judy in a moment, but I need you to call in, and here's the number. Rich is waiting, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Before we get to the phones, I wanted to share with all of the Take Two family about a Golden Arch lighted nativity with swirling glitter. Wow, that's an interesting title. I like that. This delicate golden arched shaped piece features a small six-piece nativity in the center. It's done in, it's done in earth tones. Wow, this is so cool. Okay, I'm reading it, but I'm actually loving, I'm actually looking at it. It's done in earth tones. The figures of the Holy Family, along with the three wise men, are surrounded by swirling glitter that continually moves when the light is switched on. Okay, that is the coolest nativity. I love nativity sets. It's a big deal. I love collecting them. This piece runs either by three AA batteries, not included, or by plugging it into a USB port, or you can plug it in. Okay, this sweet nativity would also make a wonderful night light. Oh, it's like, okay, Nice. Okay, I'm going to check this out. I have to go to EWTN RC today and do some shopping. So I'm going to be checking this out. Available now at EWTNRC.com. Free standard shipping. Online orders $75 or more. Standard shipping. Continental US only. Use code FREE at checkout. And by the way, I got your emails, you guys, that you're saying thank you, that I actually purchase stuff from EWTNRC and then I recommend it and you guys are loving it. So thank you, especially Father Wade Menezes's book for the men, his new book. And so I completely agree. When I find something that I think is really good or makes a fabulous gift, my tendency is to want to share it because I think it's important that you don't waste any money on things that, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, you don't have to do what I do, but I'm just saying I'm really picky and I like things that make an impact. I just don't like the newest, brightest, colorful, you know, most colorful thing. I really like to look deeply into it. And so I don't want you to, you know, spend your hard-earned money on things that are, you know, really aren't going to make a huge spiritual impact on somebody else. So that's why I recommend things. And I do think EWTNRC.com does a great job. Okay, couple things. But for Judy, hold on. From Swanton, Ohio. Don't go anywhere. Real quickly. Here's the number if you want to jump in on this wonderful conversation about who's going to be at your dinner table tomorrow at Thanksgiving, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We are live today. I know that some places aren't live today because they're getting ready for the Thanksgiving, but we're live and taking calls. So please call in. We have several coming in telling us about who's going to be at their dinner table. I wanted to mention on Stand Tall, okay? Stand Tall is our life coaching outreach ministry. You probably hear the promos on EWTN. Please check it out today. StandTallToday.com. We just added a new life coach, and I'm not going to tell you who it is. You're going to have to go check it out. Plus, we have an awesome opportunity to keep our webinars free. So you'll see that there as well, the opportunity of the Saint candles. It's amazing. But we have a new life coach and Okay. So, you know, it's a gentleman. And he has just been added today. So go to standtalltoday.com and you'll see who it is. I think you guys are going to be really, really excited. Okay. The number to dial is 833-288-3986. And by the way, you've been asking me for about 2 years now to have him become a life coach, or go back into coaching, and he agreed. So that's because of your request. Okay. Judy is up first from Swanton, Ohio on Ave Maria Radio. Hi, Judy. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. Do I need to turn my radio off?
Yes, please.
I'm in the car driving.
Yes, please. If you can, is that okay? Well, don't. I mean, you're pulled over safely, right? You're not gonna get hurt,
yeah,
right?
I did. Okay. I just pulled over. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, yeah. Judy. So who's at your?
I just didn't know if I needed my radio off. Okay.
Yeah, because you'll hear me. You'll hear me twice. But go ahead.
Okay. I 2 weeks ago, then decided, and I always have Thanksgiving dinner at my house for years. I'm widowed. My husband died 8 years ago. And anyways, my two boys and their families come for Thanksgiving. And this year, about 2 weeks ago, I told them, I'm not going to have it this year. I just didn't feel like it. And mm-hmm. I'm 77, and I thought, well, I think it's time to pass the baton, you know. And so they didn't give me any trouble about it. And they said, okay, Ma, you don't have to always have it, you know, or anything. But they didn't say they would have it or anything. And so I didn't know really what I was going to do, but I just wasn't going to be having it. And a week later, I talked to a friend who was widowed as well. And her plans were to be alone, and she didn't have anybody and no family at all. Mm. She didn't have any children. Her husband was dead. And so we were talking about all that, and I said to her, well, would you come to my house for Thanksgiving if I had dinner? And she said, well, I don't know. And I said, well, my boys come and eat, and then they go to their other side. And so by 4 o'clock, when my house is empty, we could watch a movie or go to the movies and just mm-hmm. have some time together. And she said, that sounds wonderful. And so I'm so excited. I had to call my boys back and say, okay, it's back on again, you know? And I said, but I'm so glad that God changed my heart, because I don't think I was being as thankful and as grateful as I really am, but I was in a mood, you know? So I'm really glad that that all changed, and now I'm really looking forward to Thanksgiving and bringing Thanksgiving to a dear friend as well.
Absolutely. You know, we can hear it in your voice, Judy. You can hear the excitement, and that's good. And you know, no matter what we do for Thanksgiving or for any of the holidays, that we can always find something that brings some joy to us, whether it is, you know, bringing that joy to a friend or watching a movie or playing board games. Remember, we used to play board games at all these Thanksgiving dinners, Judy? I mean, there's so many things we can do to look forward to gatherings. And if we are alone, well, we move into a place where we go into a movie theater or some other place where we can interact with other people and find that joy. But see, what I love what happened with you is you were going in one direction and God opened a door in a different direction. I have a feeling this particular Thanksgiving is going to be very special.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that and I look forward to it.
Yep. Oh, good. Good. Judy, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And
Thank you.
Let us know after next week how it all went, you know, if you decide to call back. So thank you so much. And God bless you. We really appreciate the call. Amazing. You know what? I love the Take Two family. You guys are incredible. Let's hear what Roseanne has to say from Santa Fe, New Mexico on St. Joseph Radio. Roseanne, hello and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you.
I think this topic is very important because so many people sink into depression, you know, and it's not necessary. I'm older. I'm about 70 years old now, and year after year, my young daughter, age 40, has had the festivities at her house. Very nice. You know, she does all the cooking, arranges all the activities, some of which we've had some really nice times, and I have really good memories of those. But more recently, you know, I've been kind of ill, and my daughter's been ill, and the young people, you know, the grandchildren, they're working so hard every day, going to college, going to work, and doing their activities. I just want to express some understanding now, you know, and I mean, it's so easy to miss them, you know, to miss their presence, during the holidays. But I, you know, what's the other end of it, you know, like forcing it, you know, like we have so many expectations. And sometimes it's just nice to let go of that and relax and have the understanding that the Lord wants us to have for others. Mm-hmm. So if you're alone, constantly, you know, every year after year, there are messages that you can look. For example, the lady that was just speaking to you that was saying how many wonderful activities there are that you can find, you know. I think that's about it. I just want to give thanks for my children and all the years I did have.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting that you're sharing this because I actually shared with my husband, I think 2 days ago, that I'm looking back now at that. Now that I'm 59 years old, I'm looking back and I'm really pleased with myself as a mother. And now a grandmother, I'm a grandmother, that of all the times that I have hosted, you know, Thanksgiving dinners, you know, I used to do Christmas brunches, you know, all sorts of things. And I'm thinking, you know, we forget about those things because as we're going through it, I mean, yes, we have pictures and we may have some videos of those of great events, but we forget about how much we have done as parents and grandparents on a regular basis and how much we do value and appreciate our children and grandchildren. And it's really quite beautiful when you take a moment and just think of your whole entire existence and everything you chose to participate in and things you chose to observe and things you chose to sit out. What do you say about that? I'm just curious.
I think that's a very important part of all of this. You know, we have the good and the bad. You know, life isn't filled with guarantees. So mm-hmm. we have to appreciate what we do have. And looking back to those memories is very precious.
Yes. Yes. Oh, goodness. You probably can do this, Roseanne. I remember times that, I mean, the funniest things happening at different holidays and different things. I mean, just hilarious. And when you think back, you're like, wow, those were really special moments. And there's still opportunities as we breathe and live on this earth. There's still opportunities to create new memories. So, yeah, I just love what you have to say. I do have to tell you, Roseanne, you live in a beautiful part of the country. I think Santa Fe, New Mexico is absolutely just majestic. Do you feel that way living there, or do you take it for granted?
It's the place of my birth, and it definitely has some beautiful cultures mixed in here, and I appreciate the fact that we're all trying to get along. You know, we have differences. There's big differences here, you know, in cultural traditions and backgrounds and historic events, but, you know, we're still here, and we're still getting along, even though we struggle at times. You know, I think that's what makes the city so beautiful, is right. that we accept each other or try to get along. You know, mm-hmm. not everybody is into that, but I think we all make a special effort to really focus on that.
Live in community, live in harmony. I love that. Roseanne, thank you so much. Have a very, very happy Thanksgiving. And please definitely call us again. I appreciate very much that you graced this conversation today, and it was very needed what you had to say. So thank you.
Bless you all, and I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we're gonna really try. We're gonna start. Marty and I are going to Mass, in case anybody's interested. Marty and I are going to Mass in the morning for Thanksgiving, and then we're going to visit some friends early, and then Thanksgiving in the early evening, and then it just keeps rolling day after day into the weekend. So it's, but what starts with Mass, and that's what I was trying to share with everyone. Okay, thank you, Roseanne. We're going to get to our next caller, which is Marie. But Marie, listen, I really don't want to say hello and then put you on hold because we're about to hit the pause button. So Marie, please, from Glendale, Arizona, on YouTube, I'm waving to you. Marie, hang on. Don't go anywhere. Now, Roseanne just freed a phone line. So if you'd like to jump in and share who's coming to your Thanksgiving dinner, I'd love to hear the details. Maybe you're having a new, I don't know, activity planned. I know that some go outside and set up those outdoor games like ping pong and other things for activities for Thanksgiving. I want to hear all about it. Some are playing bocce ball, I hear, this year. I love that, by the way. I don't think I could get there in time if I have to fly to your place. I'm really quite good at ping pong. I will let you know that. I've been playing ping pong since I was 2 years old. No joke. It's a true story. So, but I understand there's all these activities that people are planning this time instead of just laying on the couch after dinner and falling asleep and then having round two of meal. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Is anyone else going to Mass tomorrow morning? Could you call in and let us know? Why, it's not a holy day of obligation. So tell us why you're going to Mass tomorrow morning. 833-288-3986. Let me share a couple things real quickly on Facebook. Facebook, Lydia, I'm waving. Getting together for thanks. This is what Lydia says. Getting together for Thanksgiving is great. Our lives are so hectic. Time to just enjoy the company and the great food and desserts. Oh, I love the desserts. My favorite is French silk pie, just to let you know. Just praying that everyone says prayers before eating to thank God that everyone arrived safe and healthy to have a mission for God and to be kind to one another. And it goes on. Beautiful. I would continue, but you hear the music. So when I come back, I'll pick up on some more YouTube, Facebook, and we're getting right to Marie in Glendale, and you can join the conversation when I come back. I'm asking the question today, who's coming to your Thanksgiving dinner? I really and truly want to know. Now, I'm a little disappointed because our dear friend Marie from Glendale, Arizona, on YouTube, Marie, I'm waving to you. You dropped off and I was getting right to you. If you can call back, Rich is going to push you right up to the front of the line because you've been waiting and we'll get you on air. So this is a shout out to Marie from Glendale, Arizona on YouTube. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 833-288-3986. That's the number to call to tell us who is going to be at your Thanksgiving celebration. Stephanie on Facebook, waving to you. Hi, Stephanie. We're going over to my brother's house. He loves hosting Thanksgiving dinner, and it is one of the few times of the year he has us over. Well, that's beautiful, and he hosts the dinner. That's good. Then you don't have to bring anything. Or let me ask you this question, Stephanie. Do you have to bring some things? You know, I will tell you, it's hilarious. I have a couple friends that host Thanksgiving dinner, and they just prepare the turkey. That's it. That is it. And they set the table. And everybody else, they have like a friend's Thanksgiving, and everybody else has to bring all the other dishes. So they do turkey, that's it, set the table, they're done. They open up their house, and they're good to go, and they have a blast. And their Thanksgiving dinners go all the way to like midnight. It's hilarious. Okay, so we're going to get back to the phones in just a moment. Rich is very busy answering the calls. And some of you have already gone over to standtalltoday.com and you've got to see who is the new coach. So I hope you're happy. I'm thrilled because he's amazing with his extensive background in mental health and psychological services and everything. He is just incredible. So I'm very happy for the Take Two family, the Stand Tall family. You guys are incredible. Also, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Please jump over there. And we are going to start posting for Advent and for going into Christmas and then New Year's about our boot camp challenge for 2025. And the webinar is the instructions are there at Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. You'll see it there. I posted there. Also, if you'd like to follow me on my own, Debbie Giorgiani, find me on Facebook, Debbie Giorgiani, and just follow there. That would be wonderful. Couple other things. I did thank the show team already. See, I'm in this attitude of gratitude mode. So I just want to quickly, if I may, because it's the day before Thanksgiving. And of course we have Alan Smith, the wonderful program tomorrow on the Holy Face devotion and Bishop Fulton Sheen. And then we have Father Doug Brown on Interior Peace on Friday. So I'm not going to really be with you guys. And Jerry and I wanted to make sure we sent you the biggest hugs and love and thoughts and prayers during this Thanksgiving weekend, tomorrow and then all the way into the weekend when I come back on Monday. We love the Take Two family so very much. And you guys are sending in Thanksgiving messages to us. Just to let you know, we read everything and we're so grateful to God that you have been journeying with us for 9.5 years. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you so very much. Someday when we go out on the road again to travel, we'd love to pop in your city or in your event that you have. Some Take Two family members, you guys have big family reunions. And I'm still waiting to get invited to a couple of those. And that would be hilarious if we can show up at your family reunion. So just wanted to say that we, and the show team here, normally it's Matt. And of course, it's Michael, our producer, and Ace or Rich or Pedro on social media. And the whole show team here wants to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And happy Thanksgiving to all the affiliates. They don't ever get to sleep or rest. They have they're spreading the good news through the radio airwaves 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So they keep going. And so thank you to all the affiliates that carry Take Two, that carry the spirit world. God bless you so very much for all your hard work trying to reach souls. And that's a wonderful thing. Let's go back to the phones about who's coming to Thanksgiving dinner. Ramona is up next in from Jupiter, Florida on the iHeart Radio app. Ramona, welcome to the program.
Hello, and happy Thanksgiving, Debbie.
Thank you so very much.
I would like to share with everyone that earlier this year I lost my husband after an extended illness, in which I cared for him 24/7. And it was a blessing to do that. And this Thanksgiving, I really wasn't planning to do Thanksgiving. For 56 years, we were married, and everyone came to my home. So I said, well, I don't know about this year. I'm just not feeling up to it. But my daughter and son-in-law and grandchildren, well, Grandma, your cooking's not the same like Mom. If you want to come here, or if you want to come to our home and cook, but it's just not the same. So I thought about it, and I said a little prayer, and I said, okay, lead me in the right direction, dear Lord, of what to do. And I decided, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, and you're going to do this. And you're going to do this for your beloved husband, that he sees how happy everyone is and is going to enjoy Thanksgiving Day together with all of us sharing a beautiful Thanksgiving, knowing that he is with the Lord. And this evening, I am going to go to an interfaith Thanksgiving prayer service. And this is with our Catholic Church here. The First Church of Jupiter, and our Jewish synagogue. The three churches are are right across the street from one another. So this evening at 7 p.m., that's where I will be.
Wow.
And I'm cooking everything from scratch. So I have begun over the weekend and continued on today. And I just wanted to share that with everyone, and I want to appreciate you being on the air also. Unfortunately, I don't have any brothers or sisters, and I am alone where I live. So I try to keep very busy, attend Mass, listen to EWTN, exercise, and get out there and keep going and keep being strong.
Wow. Okay, so I'm trying to hold it together here, Ramona. First, I brought the prayer book out as you were speaking. Do you feel comfortable giving us your husband's first name?
Yes. Martin.
Martin. Okay.
He's from the Basque Country in Spain.
Beautiful. I'm so proud of you in so many ways.
Thank you.
Yeah. Because you're in the middle of a huge grieving year because he just passed this year. Okay. And so oftentimes people will go into their own little shell, their own little cave to get through the grieving process, the loss, and you are stepping it up and really, you're just really, I'm sure you're making Martin very proud. And my prayer for you is that God allows him to see everything that you're doing and the strength that you have and the love that you have that is continuing because of the love that came out of the relationship that you've had with him for so many years. I pray for you that there's so many, and I mean such an abundance of graces and blessings that you receive from doing this extraordinary, making this extraordinary effort during this most difficult time. So I wanted to first say that to you. The second thing that I think is really important for all of us as Take Two family members, because we believe in the body of Christ, we believe in acting like the body of Christ. That's why Take Two's been going strong. Can you tell us something about Martin so that we can get to know him better?
Well, he was a very hard worker. He worked 2 and 3 jobs all his life, as did I. We built our own home with our own 2 hands in our 40s.
Wow.
And I am 77 now. I just was 77.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very strong during this time.
Mm-hmm.
He did not complain. I worked 3 machines. I gave him his baths. I cut his hair. I made him as comfortable as possible. I had to, because he really could not eat, I had to use a food processor and two blenders to do his food every single day.
Amazing.
And I pushed the beds together, moved beds around in the house very quickly so that we could always be together. And in the middle of the night, he would say, smoothie, and I would say, sure, whether it was 2, 3, 4, or 5 o'clock in the morning, it didn't matter.
Wow.
And I would get up and I would give it to him because I knew that made him happy. He did not complain. It was a very quick onset of bulbar ALS.
Very quick. We
didn't know why, because he went in for, he was a professional athlete many, many years before.
Mm-hmm.
He was very strong. He was on the roof like 3 days before he went in for a knee surgery, and that was fine. But we were back in the hospital that evening when he said, I feel like I'm drowning.
Oh.
I feel like I'm drowning in my respiratory system.
Mm.
So they really couldn't figure anything out, and of course, we were running from doctor to doctor, you know, due to our medical system. This is the way it is. You wait 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
Right.
So I had to take his temperature, do his blood work, do the oxygen level and everything constantly.
Yeah.
And in September, unfortunately, he was I took him in. I said, your oxygen level has really dropped, before we really knew anything, because we were scheduled to go to either Miami or Fort Lauderdale, were the only two places available to us. They could give us some more information, because ALS is a very difficult diagnosis. So that didn't happen. We had an appointment, and he wound up on a ventilator because the carbon dioxide was building in his system.
Sure.
He came off of it. ICU loved him. The nurses loved him in ICU.
Mm-hmm.
He was just great.
Right.
But great
Ramona, yes. He was also great because of you. The tremendous acts of love between the two of you, it's so obvious as you're speaking about it. And you really lived your commitment in the marriage that you shared. You said 56 years? Is that how many?
It would be 56 years, October 12th.
There you
go. We would have been married for 56 years. Yeah.
Yeah. You lived it out together. The two shall become one. You lived it out together. I'm just...
Right. And I will share one little thing that I have. He had asked our daughter at Thanksgiving, or he wrote it down for her to get me a Christmas card because he couldn't talk. And in it, it was a beautiful card that I still have up. And he said in there, I will see you in paradise. And we were separated. I'll give you this because this is sort of an interesting story. We were separated 8 months before we got married. Mm-hmm. He went to Spain. He was a professional athlete at the time, went to the Basque Country. He wanted to tell his parents in person, show them my picture, and say that we would be married. He wrote to me. I have his letters. He wrote to me every single day until we were married.
Wow.
I wrote to him. I have all his letters. He has all my letters.
Beautiful. Okay.
Plus he used to make little drawings.
Oh. Ramona, I have a challenge for you. Just think about it. I'm a big believer in getting this into a story or a possible movie or something. I'm a big believer. So just pray about it. Think about it. Even if it's something that you don't want to tackle, maybe one of the kids can do it. You've got the makings of a beautiful, beautiful story for others to hear. You just shared a little bit of it, and we're all moved. I mean, I'm getting messages like crazy. Everybody's bursting bursting into tears. I mean, pretty incredible, your life and your story. We're sorry for your loss, but you're going to continue on. You're strong. And Martine's is in a, like you said, a beautiful place. And so life goes on, and it's a wonderful thing. And we just wish the very, very best for you with, like I said, abundant blessings.
And thank you all for being there. EWTN is my salvation.
Oh.
It's the grace of what you do that has given me strength in listening to various programs and readings, mm-hmm. that it has given me strength to mm-hmm. go on.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And not to be afraid and to go on.
Right.
And to continue on and not despair.
Right, right. That's what I was going to say. Ramona, when we can journey together, we can hold each other up. And that's the beauty of the body of Christ. Yeah, amen to that.
And thank you so much for listening to me today.
Oh, you're welcome.
I don't want to take any more of your time.
No, you're welcome.
Blessings.
Thank you. And
so
God bless you.
So many blessings for Thanksgiving to all of you there.
Yes,
God bless you all.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And right back at you. We love you. Thank you so much. Keep us posted and stay up to date with us by visiting. If you can get on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, we'll be posting some things. So thank you, Ramona. God bless you. I'm going to move to Bridget from North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Bridget, you've been waiting so long. You got our virtual patience award today, so you can take that right into your Thanksgiving celebration. Hi, Bridget.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
I just wanted to let you talked about what are you doing as far as activities for Thanksgiving.
Yes, that's correct.
And all my kids are coming over with their kids, and we're having the big, you know, feast. And a couple years ago, one of my daughters made up a game that we play, and it is so funny. It's using headphones that are noise canceling. Mm-hmm. So that the person that is chosen puts the headphones on, and then somebody else picks out a song on a laptop, and we hand the laptop to that person, and then they're supposed to sing whatever song we chose, and the other people are supposed to try to guess what they're singing. And it is hilarious. We have laughed so hard at this.
That is so creative. Did you learn that from somewhere? Because that's the first time I've ever heard of that.
No, one of my daughters made it up.
Oh my goodness!
One Christmas, and it's hilarious, and the little kids can play, mm-hmm. and you know, maybe we don't get out and walk, but we sure work out our ab muscles because we are laughing so hard.
Wow, that's so ingenious. I love it. And you know what? Those are the kinds of memories that are going to stay with the family. And that's what I love about what you just shared. I was so hoping somebody would introduce a creative, game or some activity to play, because I think that's awesome. Way to go. God bless you for calling in. I really appreciate it. I'm sure you're super busy since everybody's coming over. But thank you for taking the time and just sharing with the Take Two family, and happy Thanksgiving, okay?
And to you too, and all the blessings to Ramona and her family.
Yes.
What a strife feel for her. So
yeah.
thank you and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you. Stay in touch with us. Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Okay, Judy from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, who was listening on Sirius XM 130. This is hilarious, you guys. This is what I love about the Take Two family. Okay, Judy could not stay on, and this is why. She's shopping, okay? And I love that. She's for Thanksgiving. She's in the grocery store. And so maybe she's listening with earbuds in as she's shopping. So Judy left a message, and all she wanted to say was she wanted to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, and that she's grocery shopping and couldn't hold, but she did make the call. So Judy, thank you so much for calling in, and happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope you get all the things at the store. There were a couple things missing at our store. I couldn't believe it. I had to go to a couple different stores, but Judy, thank you so very much. Marie from Glendale, Arizona couldn't call back, but Marie, you're a dear, dear friend of Take Two's. And so we want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Also, there's others making comments about happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Like I said, Michael and I and Jerry, we read everything, and we are so grateful to all of you who are sending in messages. You're so thoughtful. You've got the biggest hearts. And by the way, you're saying that you love the topics that we have covered this month. Thank you so very much. We really try to pick the most perfect topics for the month of November. You wait till you see December's topics. You're going to love them. And I was just telling our producer, Michael, right before we started the show, wait till you get to experience January's. Ooh, my heart starts racing when I think of January's topics. We're going to unpack very interesting issues when Jerry Usher comes back on a regular basis. But I just wanted to make sure that you knew that in case... that you know this. In case you missed something from this show and you want to listen again, we encore tonight at midnight Eastern. So take two encores, midnight Eastern on EWTN. Something else I wanted to share with all of you, please think about really saying grace in a special way that lets everybody just kind of take a moment and be in that really prayerful, peaceful place. Sometimes, I'm just saying this, sometimes when all the excitement's happening and all the people are coming into the house and, you know, food's going all over the place and everybody's hungry, we rush. And I think during what we're going through in this world and everything we've been through this past, you know, year even, it's just time for us to really take a moment of quiet, take everything down a bit, and maybe stretch out your grace as long as a minute or two. I know that seems like a lot, but believe it or not, it really does let the Holy Spirit come in and really just, you know, touch each person. And even if you have people around the dinner table, okay, that aren't Catholic, or they're maybe, you know, resistant to any type of religious or spiritual anything, it's okay. If it's, you know, if it's your home, if you're hosting, you know, everybody just needs to kind of go along with it, right? So it's your opportunity to share that grace, thank God, pray. And then I just want to add one other thing that is, I think is very important. There is prayer after meals. A lot of people don't realize that. There's grace after the meal. In fact, Michael, our producer, will be posting on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page the prayer for grace after meals. If you want to go look it up right now, just go to the usccb.org. That's the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops website. And look up prayers, and you'll see grace after meals. And it's really important. Because in that grace after meals, did you know that we are remembering the souls in purgatory? Pretty incredible. Think about that for a second. You're at your Thanksgiving meal with family and friends. Probably a lot of people have gone on to meet the Lord. They have died. They're not there. But at the end of the meal, see, I get chills thinking about this. I just know the Holy Spirit just wants this to happen, and I think a lot of us miss it. At the end of the meal, when you say grace after the meal, at the end of that prayer, there's a prayers for the departed, for the souls in purgatory, which we all should be praying for. And you see how you can bring those departed souls, the memory. At the end of the meal, a lot of people will be talking about those departed souls during the meal. That's wonderful. You know, you'll be thinking about them before the meal, preparing, maybe having memories of when you had them around the table. But then when you say that special prayer as a family or as friends gathering together and you're remembering the souls in purgatory, wow, that's pretty powerful. Pretty powerful. So I just wanted to share that with the Take Two family. And I am just filled, absolutely filled with gratitude. It's hard for me to get through shows like this the day before special events and holidays, because you guys and all the affiliates that I have the absolute honor and privilege and to be able to work for pledge drives. You all flood our emails and messages saying how much you appreciate Take Two. And we just want you to know, we appreciate you very, very much. And we pray that the good Lord blesses your families during this Thanksgiving event tomorrow and all through the weekend until we're back together again on Monday. Wow. Okay, I got through this show. Michael, my producer, will be very happy. So wanted to thank him. He's a great producer, Michael McCall. I want to thank Rich Jesse on the phones. Pedro today was on social media doing a great job. Normally it's Ace, and then we have Matt Kabinsky. So that's our full show team. And we want to thank them so very much, wishing them a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you to all the affiliates that carry the program. We love you so very, very much. And to the Take Two family, when we meet again, have a very, very special, happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you real soon.